From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Francois Hollande of France has arrived Tuesday for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on how to confront the threat posed by the Islamic State group in the wake of the Paris attacks. The French president landed at Andrews Air Force Base outside the U.S. Capitol and went directly to the White House for talks. Currently, at this hour, there will be a joint press conference by both leaders. Hollande's trip to Washington is part of a frantic week of shuttle diplomacy by the French leader to rally global support to fight IS. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Schools and the subway system remained closed Tuesday as Brussels, Belgium remained under tight security while authorities tried to find the key suspect in the November 13th Paris attacks. Belgium's prime minister said Monday that because the serious threat still exists in the capital, it will be on the highest state of alert until at least next week. Meanwhile, he said the country wants to return to normal and that on Wednesday, children would go back to school and the trains in Brussels would be running. The Islamic State's Egyptian branch claimed responsibility for the bombing that killed seven people in a hotel in the North Sinai capital of Al-Arish Tuesday, where judges overseeing a parliamentary election were staying. The statement by the Sinai Province group was circulated by its supporters on Twitter and the encrypted messaging system Telegram. A militant tried to drive a car bomb into the hotel before security forces opened fire on him, causing the car to explode, according to the military. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back and supporting terrorism after Turkish F-16s shot down a Russian Su-24 fighter jet on the border with Syria. This is Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says, "We will, of course, thoroughly analyze everything that has happened. Of today's tragic event will have serious consequences for Russo-Turkish relations. We've always treated Turkey not only as a close neighbor, but as a friendly state." Ankara, meanwhile, says the plane was shot down Monday after it violated Turkish airspace and ignored 10 warnings in the span of 5 minutes to leave. Meanwhile, Moscow insists the jet never left Syrian territory. Pope Francis began his first official visit to Africa on Wednesday, with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It's a trip that human rights advocates hope that he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. The official leading the investigation into the attack of a luxury hotel in Mali's capital is urging residents to keep an eye out for suspicious behavior and warns of heightened security threats. The prosecutor, Boubacar Siddiqui Samake, Tuesday provided scarce new information about Friday's investigation into the assault that killed 19 people, saying authorities are still trying to determine how the victims exactly died. Secretary of State John Kerry has condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks as he meets with the Israeli and Palestinian officials.
It is very clear to us that the terrorism, these acts of terrorism which have been taking place, deserve the condemnation that they are receiving. And today I express my complete condemnation for any act of terror that takes innocent lives and disrupts the day-to-day life of a nation.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, Tuesday said that no people anywhere should live with daily violence, with attacks in the streets, with scissors and knives or cars. Over the past 2 months, at least 89 Palestinians have been killed in unrest, as well as 19 Israelis and an American student. A teenager has died in Liberia, and the first such death in the country was declared free of the virus in September, according to an official Tuesday. The 15-year-old boy died on Monday, according to the head of Liberia's National Ebola Crisis Unit. He added that the teenager's parents also tested positive for the virus. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.